This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Since it's Monday, Miss Catherine Tucker Windham is in the Sundial Writers' Corner. Her keen remembrance of Mr. William Rufus King was recorded in Old Live Oak Cemetery a few years ago.
One of the sites that's visited most here in Old Live Oak Cemetery is the mausoleum for William Rufus King. He was a vice president of the United States, the only vice president that Alabama ever produced. Ran on the ticket with Franklin Pierce and was elected. But he was in very poor health and thought he'd go to Cuba to help regain his strength so he could serve. And he was actually given the oath of office in Cuba, the only vice president or president who's ever been sworn in outside the United States. And unfortunately, the health he hoped for did not return, and he was very homesick to get back home to his plantation across the river from Selma, Alabama. So he came back, made arrangements to get back after he'd been sworn in, and he got home, lived 2 days, and died in 1852. And was buried in the family plot across the river. But William Rufus King had founded the city of Selma. He was one of the, speculators who came in and bought property. And it was actually he who gave the city its name. So the leaders in Selma thought that his body should be buried in Selma, not across the river in that remote plantation. And the city set aside a plot here for his grave. But the family had a great dispute about William Rufus King himself was never married, but his brothers and sisters and cousins and nieces and things got in an argument about whether they should move the body or not. So about 30 years after he died, one day the mayor of Selma put on very shabby clothes and got one of his friends, Mr. Breslin, who ran the funeral home here, to put on shabby clothes too, and they got a helper and they got in a wagon and went out to the plantation there. And they dug up his body while the family was away and loaded it up on the wagon and covered it over with hay and went on the way back to Selma, and some servant on the plantation saw it and gave the alarm, called out, so they say that somebody done stole Moss William. And they did make it back to Selma, however, and did bury him here and in this mausoleum. It's a favorite place for young people to come. They think maybe his ghost is here, and they knock on the door and say, "Who's inside?" And there's no reply, you know. Nothing at all, but it's a good ghostly place, and it's an impressive mausoleum here in the Live Oak Cemetery in Selma. William Rufus King's stone mausoleum.
Catherine Tucker Windham in the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday on WLRH. You can hear the Writers' Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.